So welcome again, everyone. And so as Dan pointed out, this is the last session in this season. And the all school, you know, gives us this opportunity to come together, you know, stand in group power and to earth and, you know, and share the light. And so if this is your first time, welcome. And to that end of for this session that also serves as an intro, just a brief review of some of the things, at least the two most important things that we use. That is the four laws of energy and awareness, and enlightened awareness in particular. So the four laws of energy: awareness directs thought, thought directs life energy, and life energy follows thought. Where there is pain from mild to acute, the flow of life energy is obstructed. And lastly, where awareness is focused, the power of life energy is concentrated. So even when we're not experiencing these laws in the spiritual sense, in the energetic work sense, you can observe in your daily life, well, you know, yeah, when you're doing things here and there throughout the day, and where your attention is, that's where your energy is. And with luck, our attention is not to things that are negative or judgmental, but to further ourselves along the path of light, as well as aiding those people that we encounter, and beings and all the kingdoms for that matter. And the second is awareness. That is that. And light and awareness in particular. So one of the most important aspects of the power to focus thought, and thereby, you know, direct energy, have that ability to direct energy, is awareness. And as I just mentioned, if your awareness is scattered here and there, your thoughts become scattered, and thus your energy is scattered. And I experienced this last week, just putting this session together. I wanted to talk about everything, give you my life, you know, but I mostly refrained. Maybe a little life stuff is in there. But, you know, as we work together in light and awareness, we will work, you know, with the light fire and that energy and being able to focus that. And so awareness has three main aspects: knowing awareness, which is, you can also refer to as our mental awareness that includes our thoughts and ideas and plans and concepts and such. Emotional awareness, also called feeling awareness, including our emotional feelings of every kind that we may experience. And lastly, sensory awareness, including sensations of every kind, perceptions, perspectives, and such. And so keep those things in mind as we do our session, that, yeah, your thought directs your energy, and that after we have gathered enlightened awareness, that awareness allows us access not only to our feelings, our thoughts, our sensations, and of course, our connection as a group. Now, the theme of this group of sessions was called Truth in Action, Purpose, Service, and Community. And so each one of us, you know, is part of that. We have our roles to play and what it is that we want to do and experience. And Louise always asks me, well, what do you want the theme of your session to be? I don't think I've ever sent her a title. I always come up with them like, well, I think it's this, but it's way past the deadline. And so the theme of this session is respect and gratitude, the pathway to love and action. So, as I said, each one of us is a being of light, but we often do not recognize this in a conscious way, for sure. And we may not even experience that fact. And doubt has its place, for sure, as well. But we want to be able to know who we actually are, our actual selves. And why is it that we fail to know and experience our actual selves? You know, the actual self that lives in the presence of the light, of the divine. And largely, why do some of humanity, and we experience this every day, not love this planet, our home, or not love each other? It's not in the way our actual nature provides for us. Or love the members of all the kingdoms on planet Earth. So think of all the atoms, each molecule, every cell, each organ, all the earth elements that come together at this place and time to participate, to be part of this dance of life. Came together to make each and every one of us in life and living. And I think each one of those entities, each one of those consciousness units deserve respect and love and gratitude. And I propose that we cannot love what we do not respect. So when you look around us in today's world, this lack of respect, this lack of gratitude. Thus, the lack of love allows us to look at the earth not as the living being that sustains us, but as an object to exploit and use. Luckily, not all of us and not all of humanity takes this point of view. There are those among us that view the world as the wonder that it is. Thus can only have that respect, that gratitude and love for Mother Earth. To name a few, like Dian Fossey or Jane Goodall or Jacques Cousteau, Gandhi, Martin Luther King, John Muir, and many, many more that come to the forefront and not only have this truth within, but they have purpose and they have service and they service the community at large, the world community. There are times we look at our own physical existence as a hindrance to our spiritual growth, to our enlightenment, a roadblock, if you will, and denying the beauty of our physical creation and its role in moving us along the light path. So if we do not have love and respect for our own creation, our own community within, if you will, how are we to build community? How are we to serve in the light, in the outer world, in the community at large with love and light? So today we will use the consuming light fire of our white star to set about letting go as much as possible the obstructions that block us and block our perspective, our perspectives and our perception and ability to stand in the light, and thus preventing us from knowing and recognizing our actual selves. Preventing us from displaying that love, respect, and gratitude for our own creation. Thus preventing us from expressing that love of self. Self-love, the love of others in all kingdoms. So as we work today and on ourselves, increase the potential, hopefully the ability to see and experience the actual selves of others, and thus allowing us to engage into that actual unity, that actual community, and to serve the community at large with love and light. So let's begin by gathering and enlightening our awareness that I had mentioned above. Make sure you are comfortable in your situation, seated well, lying down, whatever it is that you're doing. But to be able to sustain this for the next 35 or 40 minutes. Become aware of your breath, how you're breathing. And observe how that feels, the inhalation, the exhalations. You can feel the air coming in, your nose being warmed to, with, to the body temperature as it goes into your lungs. And experience it coming out. And at exhale, releasing any residual tension that you may have in your body. And this observation of the breath begins our inward journey, as well as our first opportunity to express love and gratitude to this function that sustains us, keeps us alive, which it does it automatically. So harmonize your brain, mind, and body, mind with the divine mind of your lighted beingness by way of the upper room, which is located 6 inches above the top of your head. And think and let the radiant awareness of the being of light that you are move in and throughout your brain. throughout all the cells and connections. Gathering and enlightening your knowing awareness. Take a moment to experience the lift that this brings. Now observe as the radiant awareness of the being of light that you are flows throughout your nervous systems, out the neural pathways, energy systems, solar plexus, gathering and enlightening the sensory awareness of your body. Experience the radiant awareness of the being of light that you are flowing into your open and receiving heart, blood circulatory system, your liver, glands. Not all the liquid aspects of your creation gathering and lightening the emotional awareness. So, with enlightened knowing, sensory, and emotional awareness, experience the flow of love and gratitude that you, as a being of light, have for your beloved creation. And direct your creation, return this flow of love and gratitude to the being of light that you are. Magnify this two-way flow. And experience our union together as the beings of light that we are. And in this union, to experience our union with the immortal aspects of founder of Fractured Design, Russell Schofield. All the pioneering teachers and students. In fact, my entire Fractured Design family of light, both in form and out of form. And extend this union to the immortal aspects of our families. Excuse me. And here too, both in form and out of form. Because we do have that ability to transcend time and space as we unify as the immortals that we are. And with respect and gratitude, welcome any beings of light that choose to join us in today's session. So, a wave of enlightened awareness, this enlightened awareness that we've just established. Direct your attention once again to the upper room. And here you can perceive this point of light. This point of light expands to 3 inches in diameter. And with the power of thought, direct it to rise up along the central vertical axis of your creation until it's about 3 feet above the top of your head and begin to expand until it's 3.5 feet in diameter. observe the crystalline, fiery, liquid-like white light of your expanded star. Now direct a downpour of this light fire into your creation from head to toe, out the bottom of your feet, and into the planet. Your body is completely filled with the downpour from your star. And think and observe, let and observe how this feels to your creation. Flowing through and all about your body, your energy field, and into the earth. And as you open up to this experience, give a little gratitude to your creation. A little respect to your creation that have gotten you this far, doing all the things that it does to move you through life and living. Now, with focused thought, direct your attention once again to your brain and experiencing the downpour of this crystalline liquid-like light fire from your expanded star. And experience it moving in and throughout your brain, touching the sensory centers of your taste, touch, auditory, olfactory. And your brain, this magnificent organ, shower it with love and gratitude. And with all aspects of our creation, some has gladly gone into the light. Some are in the process of doing so. Some parts are light. What's that? And why should I? So rather than judge, we show respect, we show gratitude to all aspects of the brain. Each cell. Each molecule, each atom. And notice how that makes you feel, just this display of gratitude. The brain, and its functions. And the wonder of this complex organ and what it does for us each and every day. Observe as the flow moves down your spine. Touching the cervical vertebra on down to the middle to the thoracic, lumbar, sacrum, coccyx. And the light fire penetrates to the core, the spine and skull. And the other bones throughout the body, from the arms, the humerus, the radius, the ulna, all the carpals and phalanges and metacarpals of the hand, the pelvic girdle, the hip bones. Femur, tibia, fibula, patella, then the ankles and feet. This structure that supports us literally as we move and experience gravity on this planet. And here, another opportunity to express with enlightened awareness, with truth and love, gratitude. And the light fire moves through our torso, going through the various organs, the lungs, a heart, a liver, blaze up the fires, consume and reduce any low frequency or obstructions to energy essence. And as we move through these organs and recognize them, the lungs, the heart, the liver, pancreas, the spleen, here too, an opportunity to show respect for the work that each one does. The trials and tribulations that each one of these organs have. With that respect and gratitude, the power of love permeates each and every one. As we gather and enlighten, with love, our internal community. And using the four laws of energy, providing that opportunity to experience the light that we know and love. Now think of and let the downpour move into your mouth and down the esophagus, into your stomach, out the stomach through the small intestines, large intestines, anus. As our digestive system experience the downpour from our expanded star and experience the gratitude that we have for this system. And the respect that we have for being able to handle the sometimes not so good things we put down there. But its ability to transform matter into energy. It sustains us, supports us, day in, day out. You have the light flowing through the generative system. And recognize that the generative is not only procreation, but the source of generating new and fresh ideas. New perspectives. Just like we are today, reinforcing that our perspectives with our creation of love and respect, gratitude. The perspective of our internal interconnectedness that is our creation. Experience the flow moving through all the connective tissues, the various muscles in the face, the muscles between the ribs, abdominals, back, sides, the lats, internal obliques, all these muscles. The magnificent diaphragm supports the breathing, makes that possible for our lungs to, and rib cage to expand and contract. And while we're giving all this respect and gratitude, it's a two-way flow. Allow your perception to perceive the respect and gratitude that these parts of you have, returning that love and gratitude. And the flow continues on to our pelvic bowl, upper legs, and experience here the light fire moving through the bones, tendons, ligaments. From the core of the bones out to the surface of the skin. And the downpour continues through the kneecaps and here and all those connect, all the ligaments and tendons, muscles, and down to the lower legs, the fibula. Tibia, ankles, feet. lastly, flowing into the planet. Good. Now think of your feet as closed as we backfill through your creation, filling up from feet to ankles, lower legs, upper legs, torso, neck, out the top of your head, over the surface of your skin, and into your energy field. Just think, let, observe, and experience this consuming fire moving through and about your entire creation, out into the energy field, consuming the low frequency encountered. Reducing it through the power of light fire to consuming light fire to its energy essence. Good. Now cease the downpour. From your expanded star, let's direct the star to move down the central vertical axis until the center of it, of this crystalline sphere, is around the navel, maybe an inch and a half above the navel, and expand outward spherically to the rim of your energy field. Our creation sits within it at its center. And here is another opportunity to observe our creation with enlightened awareness, to communicate to all of its parts the respect and gratitude that we have for each and every one. And with that respect and gratitude comes that love, allows us to love. The power of love to permeate our creation. And an opportunity to listen through this observation of our creation. Our creation is a democracy after all. Each part of us, its own consciousness, its own purpose. Some may communicate a mutual love of the light that we're expressing. Some may be sending you a call for help and assistance. Some aspects may just be waiting, just observing to see what happens with all this activity. But ultimately, we know we're one community, one creation, each one of us unique. Each one of us, a being of light that we are. And so let's look at this creation that we have without being judgmental. But with respect and gratitude. The journey that we have taken up to this point. Experience this abundance of love and gratitude throughout your creation, your energy field, your environment. And this is an infinite amount, and allow that access to flow through your body, energy field, and into the planet, sharing that excess with the planet, all earth elements, all kingdoms, mineral, plant, animal. And while we've released judgment to our creation, released judgment to our own actions in the world, not comparing our degree of service with some of those people I mentioned at the beginning, but showing love and gratitude to what you are able to do, what actions you are able to take. And knowing that each action, big or small, their effect probably immeasurable. But suffice to know, the truth of the matter is that effect, that ripple effect. Moves throughout and all about the planet. So, from this place of our expanded star, let it remain. And from the place that we've moved through this session, experience the love and gratitude and respect that we have for our creation. The truth of the fact that we are indeed beings of light. And that this truth allows us to express that love, that gratitude outwardly through our near environment, our cities, our states, our country, our planet. And continue the good work. And do so with love, joy, good humor, So enjoy this path, earth path of life and living.